This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome. Today we have... Hello. Hi. Today we have Shawn Mendes tickets. He's playing at the Oracle Arena on July 14th. That's this Sunday. So I think that's at 7. And then at 9 o'clock, we get started getting people qualified for Aulani. It's a big deal.
Oh.
People want to go to Hawaii. Yuzi's going to Hawaii.
I am. I booked a room, and I'm doing the flight today.
Oh. And when is this again? I forget what you said.
It's around my birthday.
Oh, okay.
I figured we'd go around then.
Nice.
Just
Johnny V's got those days off. He doesn't have to work one of the days in the middle of the...
I forced him, yes.
Vacation. I'm jealous. I would love to go back to Hawaii. Only been one
time.
We're
going close to where we stayed.
Oh.
I can't remember the name of that place. Waikoloa, something, Marriott, or I don't remember what it was. You guys?
It was like the
I think you just
Waikoloa.
Said it.
Was
it the Marriott?
Yeah, I think you said
it. Yeah.
Let me check it out.
Because didn't you meet a bunch of people, the Waikoloa 10 or something?
Yeah,
the people
six,
that met
the Waikoloa
it, right,
six,
that's it.
Yeah. We're
all these listeners that became friends.
At the Fairmont.
Oh.
Vinny and I were talking about this last week, and I thought, you know, I've been looking for months at hotels. And I went, you know what? I'm not going to go wrong with a Fairmont hotel.
No.
Ever. So I was just like,
well, plus, and you know, our Fairmont contact here can talk to the Fairmont and be like, listen, take care of these people.
I didn't even ask.
Oh, my God. Well, you should tell her at least that you're going.
I just got the cheapest room I could get.
Yeah, but tell her at least you're going. They'll treat you right. Yeah. Fairmont loves us. We love them.
Nothing like a cheese plate waiting for you.
Yeah. A little sweaty cheese and a bottle of champagne. Come on.
Okay, yeah, I'll accept that. That's
Yeah, just let her know you're going.
All right.
Maybe this will serve as her notification. Good morning, Michelle Heston.
Hi, Michelle.
I didn't know that the Fairmont was on the big... So we went to the Big Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know the islands, but yeah.
I thought their place was in Maui, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Maybe they have more
another
than one.
Yeah, maybe they have another one. I know it's close. I was looking at shopping centers. Remember that place that was just like around the corner from our hotel? So we love that place so much, and we always like to get snacks for our room. So it's a mile away from there.
Home room snacks.
Why do you laugh about that?
You like to have something to come home
to. You know what?
To.
I do room snacks before I even arrive at the place. I get some bottled waters and some snacks.
Exactly, yeah.
So that when I'm in my room, I'm good.
You don't have to grab
But it's Hawaii, so we're not going to travel with all the snacks, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, my 19 bottle of water.
Yeah, you don't want to.
$19.
And you can't even pick it up out of the fridge because once you've picked it up, you've bought it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And what are the nuts, the macadamia, like, you know, the $150 bag of macadamia nuts?
Yeah. Oh, wait, are we doing Aulani?
No, we're just talking about it. 9 o'clock, we'll get people qualified.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. It's a nice vacation.
Starting to think we got off into the weeds pretty far.
Well, you know, that's welcome to the show, everyone. We'll be in the weeds all morning. Welcome to the weeds.
For the next 2 weeks, I think we're going to be.
I know. We haven't taken a full-on vacation this year yet, and we are ready.
Need it.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be nice. And all my plans are just out the window. Like my kids, just because we had this elaborate plan for what we were going to do over this two-week vacation. And that my kid got this internship, so he's like, I'm not going to be able to go. I got to go do this thing. And We had to lay out all this money for this place that he didn't even use down in freaking Irvine. And my other kid's like, I'm going to run in Texas. I'm going to go to Texas for a week. I'm like, okay. So we might actually be doing a staycation.
Mm. Good for you. Mm-hmm. You should.
Yeah, but for 2 weeks, I want to do something.
Oh.
I like to do stuff.
I love staycations.
I'm going Vinny's Santa Cruz. Then we're going to make our way to Carmel. We're staying at John's ex-wife's $4 million home in Pebble Beach.
Oh, how nice.
And then we're going to...
Boy, she really did marry up there.
Oh, dude. She has like 4 properties.
Oh. And you guys are on good terms. That is... Can I go stay at her Pebble Beach house too? Jesus. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. So I guess that's what I'm doing over my vacation. I'm going to Vinny's wedding. I'm spending 2 nights in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
It's going to be so great.
Actually, that's a good idea. I should just like stick around. I loved Carmel when we hung out there. I really never spent any time.
Carmel's a great little town for...
It is.
Good restaurants.
Walking
cool
around.
Little artsy, fartsy... Mm-hmm. I don't even, galleries,
yeah,
I guess you'd
totally
call them.
Galleries.
Lots of boutiques in there and stuff.
And dog friendly everywhere.
Yeah. That's what we should do.
Yeah. Do something
just
local.
Just do a few days down there and just not
We're going
even...
to Sonoma for a few days.
Oh, you
just
are?
Just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Not Good like Bryn. Bryn's going to Vietnam, right?
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, in great.
October.
Oh, in October.
Oh, not during our vacation.
What are you doing during the vacation?
I figured I'd be taking care of things.
Like, best ofs.
Yeah.
You know. You have to go. You have to be the overlord here.
Yeah. Right, just making sure everything's lined up.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all. That's chilling. Nice. Staycation as well, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
WFM.
What's WFM?
WFH is what they
What's
say.
What's that?
Now. Work from home.
A work from home.
I'm WFHing right now. I'm like, what? Well,
so it says on our timesheet, it probably says that.
I had F as... The F word,
and
so
always.
I'm like, oh, W, A, what? What, is letters around the outside? What? Bleep.
Yeah.
Huh. Bleep. No.
That's a new one for me, too, so I'm trying to use the new terms.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, we're trying to stay cool, kids, right. You know, just let us know how we're doing. I'm sure you will. 800-400-3697. It's our super cool text number, so we stay hip with the kids. Thank you. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast.
Woo-hoo.
That airs on Mondays, and you can find it at RadioAlice.com. You know who else is getting a podcast?
Who?
Scott Capurro.
Oh, I saw that on Facebook. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. He's talking to Greg, and he wants to be on the Intercom Network, right?
Good.
I was like, it's more work than you think, buddy. Have a great time. I can't wait to hear it.
Well... I really like Scott, and he's a super
talented dude.
But if there's anybody who finds a way to tube himself, it's
Scott.
Him.
Yeah.
So,
He'll
if
find
he,
a way.
But you know what? Maybe because it's his own show and it's on him, he'll realize I can't go off the rails here.
Right.
I need to be entertaining. And,
yeah.
Because people can turn you off.
Yeah.
Scott.
Oh yeah. And it only takes one show for them to turn you off.
They don't have to walk away and get back in their car and drive home. They just go click.
Right.
Okay.
Next.
And sponsors go click.
Yeah.
He's freaking out. Bye.
Yeah. He's doing a, it's going to be an interview show.
Whatever. Yeah. Good for him.
I know.
I love that guy.
He's great.
And when he's on and trying, he's nobody's funnier.
No. Yeah. I just, you know, that's what I was saying. It's that things are, everything's fun the first few times you do it. You know, it's when you get into the grind of...
Right.
And, you know, when you sign a deal and you owe people a certain amount of podcasts.
Oh, speaking of which, we're doing one today.
We are.
Secret Show.
Secret Show's on today, everybody. I know. So if you've been having a problem, you're like, boy, my friends from the radio, they haven't been solving my problems lately. Today's your day. Please email us, Sarah or Vinny, or Yuzette or Bryn at RadioAlice.com. Unfortunately, Hooman won't be on the podcast, so no good advice will be given. Mm. Only our lousy advice.
Right.
Well, he just rushes us through it anyway.
You won't get the Jesus angle. Netflix is saying that over 40 million people have watched at least some of Stranger Things 3 between its premiere on the 4th of July and Sunday. No other Netflix show has amassed that kind of viewership in its first 4 days, according to Netflix. That's the thing is, Netflix is the only one who tells us about Netflix, so we have to trust whatever Netflix says. I believe them. I don't know if there's any other way to measure it, but...
It's a big show. I'm not surprised.
Sure.
The kids have grown up, though, and so the first episode that I got into last night, 30 minutes in, I'm like, okay, this has to be the last series here, right?
They say they have a story outlined for several more seasons. So I don't know if they're just the kids are going to grow up and we're going to see what they're...
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be...
Oh, that they're going to wrap? No. I don't...
A trilogy type thing.
I think the thing I read was that they have it outlined through season 5.
Oh, wow.
Look, it's a hit, right?
I know, but the thing is they're fighting this...
The time thing.
No, well, I mean, that part, like... okay, they worked it in. I watched the first episode and went, oh, they're growing up and they're, oh, look.
Yeah.
They're learning about kissing and getting, Joe, we talked about it a minute ago, getting their first jobs and having to wear bad costumes at the mall. So that part I thought they handled well. It's the part about the nemesis that at some point you're going to go, okay.
Right.
You either won or you guys are going to die. Like, we can't just keep kind of winning at the end of each season.
Because I thought they just totally shut the door, but then there it is, the very last scene of the last episode of the last season.
Right.
You know, there seems to be just a giant spider ready to... Sorry. Well, listen, just put it this way. Their old nemesis has not been vanquished the way they thought it had been. Well, of course it hasn't. There's no show without the nemesis.
Anyway.
18.2 million people have already finished the season.
Wow.
That's how many people watch it over the weekend.
I hope to finish it by Sunday of next week.
Oh, really? The whole thing?
Well, I think the first season was eight episodes. The second was maybe 9 or 10.
What's this one?
I don't know. That's so I need to check. Mm. But I'll try to get through one.
Are they each about an hour or are they more like
half
an hour?
No, a little more than a half. Yeah, 50 is what I saw last night.
On a related note, sort of, Evan Rachel Wood, who is not in Stranger Things. In fact, I think she's in Westworld right now, right?
Okay.
She feels the need to warn people, never date a guy like Jim Hopper, the cop on the show, because of his, quote, extreme jealousy and violent rages.
Oh.
Seems like he's fixating on Joyce now, too. So she was with the, Samuel Tarly. The guy, he was a hobbit, remember last season?
Yeah, what was his name? I can't remember. But they've got a neat picture of him as a hero with a cape because he's a hero.
He was a good guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Hopper. I like his character. I think he's deeply flawed, but, you know,
like
trying
too.
His hardest. And
right. Trying to do right by 11.
Yeah,
and...
by everybody, really. Mm. I mean, he's tried to...
Yes, trying to be a good guy, trying to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
He does get mad, though.
Well.
Don't we all? Thank you, Evan Rachel Wood, for your warning.
The only, you know, when you mention her, the only thing I think of is, oh, she went out with Marilyn Manson.
Mm-hmm. Was she, they
so
just
she's
went out?
One to talk about picking.
They were never married?
I don't think they were married.
No,
he
they
married,
weren't married.
That Dita Von Teese.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And then she goes, as soon as we got married, he disappeared.
Oh.
Like, started hiding in his room. I'm like, oh. I know that move.
Does he have addiction issues?
He has. He's someone who.
Check
I don't think he has addiction issues. I think he gladly dives headfirst into it, and then makes art out of whatever happens to his life.
Right. Yeah. I vomited this out. Enjoy.
But even that is, you know, what you read. Who knows? Maybe he's a pretty smart dude.
Mm.
I know that sounds hard to believe.
Who's that?
It wasn't me.
You farted, didn't you?
No, I think it was your chair.
Toot.
My chair.
Toot.
I'm just sitting here.
Well, anyway. I don't know if that's just him working on that image of his.
Yeah.
Because he does farm a pretty
sure
gothic, ugly.
Yeah. I like that as he's getting older and uglier, he's just like embracing it and just, you know, continuing
it's even worse,
just be
yeah
disgusting. Guy's super scary. So mixtapes, or whatever you want to call them back in the olden days, they're actually saying the official soundtrack to Stranger Things 3 is like a mixtape.
Oh, it's super neat already.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of songs where I recognize them. They're full-on 80s soundtrack.
It's called Stranger Things, soundtrack from the Netflix original series Season 3, and it was released on Friday the 5th. We weren't here, so we didn't do that in the new music segment. It's available on CD and digital formats, as well as there is a cassette version, because of course there is. Let's see. The Who, Howard Jones, Pointer Sisters, Madonna, Foreigner, The Cars, Wham, Weird Al. It also features the debut of an original cast recording of The Neverending Story. Hmm. Lamal, is that the guy's name from Kajagoogoo, right?
I don't know.
From Kajagoogoo?
Isn't that the lead singer? He did
I don't
that.
Know. I know
Kajagoogoo,
though.
I might be crazy, though.
Though.
But I guess that Dustin...
Too Shy is the name of their hit.
Too Shy to Shy. Hush, hush. Eye to eye.
Yeah,
you know his name.
Well, they're saying Lamal, and I'm pretty sure that that's the Kajagoogoo guy.
What I'm actually surprised because you really, your genre was 80s metal, not 80s.
No, 80s, all the 80s.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Although, definitely by the end of the decade, I was fully
go,
into
everybody.
The metal. Oh, that's nice.
Lamal coming at you.
He was so handsome. Anyway, I guess that song, Never Ending Story, is sung, not that song, but the other song, is sung by Dustin and Dustin's. Spoiler alert.
Don't. You don't need to say.
And another cast member named Susie.
Okay.
They sing that together. And then there's like a 12-inch vinyl version, a mini poster, a 7-inch vinyl. Listen, they're going to get your money one way or the other. Whatever format you wanted in the Stranger Things Season 3 official soundtrack is out.
It is Lamal.
Lamal. Is that the song? Never Ending Story?
Yeah, it's original, though. Do you want to hear the...
No, I want this. Never Ending Story. That's lovely.
Is it?
God, I used to love that. American Horror Story.
It's terrible.
Season 9, I guess this is. It's called American Horror Story 1984. And they're changing the cast up. For the first time, Sarah Paulson will not appear in a significant role. She's been the star of it a bunch of times. They're saying it's possible she's going to do some kind of cameo. She's been in all 8 previous seasons, usually starring in a starring role. In season 1, she only had a recurring role where she appeared in 3 episodes, but she's been nominated for 5 Emmys. And there's another guy, Evan Peters. He's not doing season 9 either. He's also starred in the 8 previous seasons. September 18th is when the next American Horror Story season is going to debut. All right, that's all I have time for. Manny, I know, that went fast. What's coming up?
This show's on television?
Oh, yeah, we are. Hi. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Looking Glass.
You can watch. Right.
We're on the internet.
Yes, we're on. Right.
Right.
I'm showing you a mugshot, and I'll tell you what this lady did after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. Coming up at 7 o'clock, a little reward for you, for your diligence.
What is it?
It's Shawn Mendes tickets.
Oh.
So I'll be listening at 7.
That kid's everywhere.
He sure is.
It's a hot ticket.
Kids all over the place. he's performing this Sunday night at Oracle, and at 7 o'clock, we've got tickets. Oh, my God. That is a...
Yuck. Mm.
That's what we do when we're at work.
Yep.
The Radio Alice Report.
What do you do?
I bet it's a little cleaner. It's a mess.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. I think Ron's still there.
Yeah. Yep, we are.
When it works.
Yeah. Yep, it's all set. We're on there.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was saying something entirely else. But it's probably best that we go with, we're still on there. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, RadioAlice.com. Enjoy that website. It's the best of all times.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have put in a lot of work over the years.
A lot of people.
On that.
A lot of work.
That place.
Right.
It's a solid place to visit.
Here's what's happening.
Don't stay too long. Wait, what?
Anyway, it's getting weird in here. I don't know what's going on.
It's a weird day, Vin.
Is it?
I don't know.
Don't we have a vacation in a couple weeks? Tuesday, what a weird day.
So I told you yesterday about the running with the bulls. Mm-hmm. Guy from the Bay Area was gored in the neck.
How's he doing?
He's going to be okay, but he is a bull racer no more. As he says, his experience has taught him to not.
You'd think just, you know, having looked at other times when they did the running with the bulls, running of the bulls, that he would have known not to do that.
You know, hearing...
Sometimes you have to learn your own lessons, though, Vin.
Reading in more detail about his story, apparently he'd... First of all, this guy's name is Jamie Alvarez. He's he works as a public defender in Santa Clara County.
Oh. It's a high-power job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well...
Just to go back to the beginning of the story, the running with the bulls, apparently, this is something Hemingway, he didn't start it, it's a tradition, but Hemingway wrote about it in The Sun Also Rises back in 1926.
And popularized it.
Which popularized it in a big way.
Mm. People about were like, what now? What happens? Can I get in on that?
About a million spectators flocked to the city during this San Fermín festival.
Hmm.
He said the energy in the streets of Pamplona on the festival's opening day was just too strong to resist. That's Jamie saying that, mm-hmm. not Hemingway.
Right.
He was there. It was electric. He wanted to get in on this. Mm. This was the first run of the San Fermín Festival, so he was there for day one.
Right.
Apparently, him and his family were in the area for his son's soccer tournament or something.
Oh, just happened to be there.
Well, not... I mean, it's... You know, they knew that this was going on, the right. San Fermín Festival. So, anyway, they say hundreds of runners with varying degrees of fitness and hours of sleep race ahead of or next to the bulls, charging through the cobblestone and barricaded course to the Pamplona Bull Ring. 16 people have lost their life in this.
That's it over the years?
Over the years, since 1910. It's a 913-yard course.
Hmm.
He said that he had done the run and was staying well ahead of the bulls, and he had climbed raced into the ring where this concludes,
yeah.
and climbed a fence to safety, but returned to the arena to shoot a short video. He thought that the danger had passed, and he wanted a 5-second video scene of, "Here I am. I did it."
Or did he get video of the bull coming at him?
Then he says, "The impact was unlike anything I've ever felt. It was like being hit by a car or truck."
Yeah, I'm sure.
So he was back in the ring for this 5-second video.
To take another swing.
And that's when he calls it a stray bull came running at him fast.
Oh, a stray?
Stray?
Mm.
That's the whole thing.
There are bulls that are running.
None of them are stray. They're all there to run.
The bull's like, "Oh, look, an idiot with a camera. I'm going to go get him." He looks like an easy, like a sitting duck. Boy, he'd made it all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And just,
well ahead of the bulls. Well ahead.
Mm.
Which I can see would be the move. Like, start running
before they
open the pen.
Right. The thundering of hooves behind you is not a good sign.
Anyway, the bull... what is that term? Gored him in the neck.
Mm.
And they say it's a miracle that he was not hit in an artery.
Right. It is a miracle. That sounds like a glancing blow. I mean, think of all the crucial things that are in your neck.
Yeah.
It's the place you talk from. It's the top of your spinal cord. Mm-hmm. It's your you know, your jugular and your carotid
line.
Artery. Right. I mean, right. It's everything. Everything's in there. This is a pretty crucial point in your body right here. Like, it all starts and ends here.
His urgent surgery on Sunday took 2 hours, but he's in stable condition. He'll be discharged today.
Wow.
He promised he'll return to Pamplona one day, but only as a spectator.
Yeah.
No more bull racing for him.
Right. Damn.
Anyway, so there it is. He's going to be okay. He's retired from bull racing.
Oh, great.
But took a horn to the neck, and he's lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the video made it.
Yeah, I'm dying to see the video.
Or if the phone lived.
I mean,
I don't know.
Just like a big
What's
angry bull.
What's his name
bull?
Again, Vinny?
Alvarez?
Yeah,
Jamie Alvarez.
Jaime.
Oh, Jaime.
It might be Jaime.
Jaime
Alvarez. Public defender, Santa Clara County, is what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. It's a dude with an education, smart enough to not get in the way of a bull. I don't know.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Sometimes the world just takes you by the hand
well,
and throws you into something.
Well, you do get swept up into
yeah,
things.
The horn.
There's no question. And, you know, I can't say that I've gone out in the ocean and thought, I've got this. This is going to be fine. And then found myself in real big trouble and thought, boy, I had this up until I didn't have it.
Yeah, right up until you don't. That's always the way.
And then you get to shore and you go, oof, whew, this is a lucky moment.
Yeah. I'm going to go back in.
Yeah, I go back in. Wow. I always go back
Sounds
in.
Sounds like a great plan.
Instagram doesn't want to be Twitter.
Okay.
They're trying hard not to become a toxic venue where people share their thoughts and pictures. They're starting to roll out a new AI feature that analyzes the comment you're about to post and lets you know this, hey, you sure you want to do this?
Oh.
I don't know how they're doing that.
Maybe what, like swears or references
saying,
to certain things?
Could this be offensive to someone?
And an example they shared, someone wrote a comment saying, quote, you are so ugly.
No, that's the actual
You are
comment?
So, oh no, okay. You are so ugly and stupid.
Oh. Why are you so ugly?
That's what the boy said to you when you were talking to the high school class.
What a jerk. Really stuck with me all these years.
I know. He's a high school boy, though. I mean, you should have slayed him.
And it was just so surprising. And I was already nervous. You know how I get when I'm addressing the public. Other than on this show, when I don't even realize I'm doing that. I'm just talking to you guys.
Right.
Total jerk.
Anyway, you are so ugly and stupid. Instagram responded with, quote, are you sure you want to post this?
Yeah, I think that if Instagram asks you that, you should just not post it. Err on the side of caution. Mm-hmm.
They say they want their venue network to be less toxic. Oh, another way they're going to do this is by letting you mute comments from different users without the user knowing they've been muted.
Oh.
This means that they'll not be aware you've made another post. And so I guess they won't be able to be mean and rude. Will it actually work?
Maybe.
They hope so.
I feel like it's a kinder, gentler place anyway.
They do say they want to keep the conversations more civil because they don't want bullying. It's going to hurt their reputation and brand over time.
Bossy.
I mean, I can see that. I just feel like... Oh, no, never mind. I don't even know what to say. Why be on it? If you're that sensitive to someone randomly saying something to you, be off it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
You know, I just think that sometimes people get sucked into these like fights. You weren't looking for it. And, you know, it happens on Facebook all the time. Someone posts something and then someone makes a return comment.
But I don't feel that way on Instagram. As you just said a few moments ago, it's a nicer place. I feel it's nicer than Twitter or Facebook.
You know what it is? I think it's because Instagram is about the photograph. So you just scroll through, you like something. Even if you make a comment, you're not necessarily reading through the rest of the comments. It's actually sort of clunky reading through the comments. So I'm sure people are just like, I don't sit and read what other people have written on other people's pictures. I just, if I comment, fine.
Yeah.
If I like it, fine. But
unless it's like, I'll read through your guys' comments when people comment on you.
I've found
yours.
It to be a delight. I don't have a problem.
Yeah,
but maybe we're lucky because the people who listen to the show like us and therefore they just want to support us and that's cool.
It does seem like we have really nice people in general listening. Like there isn't a whole lot of like total jerkiness. And the people who are total jerks, they often get called out by our other listeners who are just like,
what's wrong
with you?
We don't even have to fight.
No, I never do, right?
Someone's going to do it for us.
I guess this must be about the kids because that is where you find weird behavior and weird reactions to things. And there's no question that watching even my 5-year-old interact with others, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I can't speak for, I know I grew up a boy, so I'm watching a girl and it's very different. And there's a lot of hugging and a lot of If you there's two, they're all good. If there's a third person added, there's weird. It gets the whole
For
room
girls,
goes.
It's
weird.
Girls are harsh early.
I believe that.
Insanely. It's a weird competition thing. I never had to deal with that with the boys, and my girlfriends who have daughters were just like, it's real. Like, we even had a kindergarten teacher who were like, you know what, girls are bitches.
Oh,
from the get-go.
See, I'm not going to say that, but I definitely see a weird dynamic happen when
girls
a third
can
is
be
added.
Mean.
And I see even my kid trying to negotiate it, and I've pulled her out of a couple moments going, okay, we're just going to be friends with all the people, and we're not going to tell one girl we'll give you 10 minutes and another girl you get 10 minutes. Like, who are you?
Right.
But I think she's negotiating
There is a hierarchy.
And competition for her attention.
Yeah.
And I just thought, this is so weird to watch. Mm.
Well, and there's nothing like seeing a little girl who's been shut out of the threesome crying to you. And it happens It happens to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so different from the boy dynamic is just not like that. It's just not the same. Mm. Maybe, you know, things get tough for everybody when they're in middle school, but man, the girl thing is real.
Well, hopefully.
It's harsh, mean, early.
Mm. I'm going to be able to keep her off that till she's
developed.
She's going
to have to do some of that herself. That's how you learn to be a girl.
Well, I understand that part for sure, but I mean, on Instagram,
that's
dangerous for some young.
Yeah, keep your kids off social media as long as humanly possible.
Young brains.
It's hard to do. They're onto it early.
I saw this morning and I thought, I'm not going to click on this video.
And then I clicked on it. Of course you did.
What was it?
A family brawl broke out at Disneyland.
This is crazy.
Did you watch the video?
I haven't seen the video. I heard the audio of it.
I saw it on a few sites early this morning. Like, it's like 2:30 in the morning. And I'm scrolling through.
I watched it so many times.
The third one, I had to click, Bryn.
So these guys are hitting the women and their family. Like, what is this?
They're all hitting each other, but... Excuse me.
Good, your excuse.
Nice.
Not excuse.
There was not a way to do anything with that. I was in the middle of talking. I had to just say, excuse me. Now look it. I've lost my train of thought.
Back to video.
The video, when you click on it, it's a family. I don't know each person's role. Mm-hmm. There's clearly a mom who's in a cart.
Oh, like an older matriarch of the family kind of deal?
That's all I can guess. I didn't listen to it. I just watched it.
I listened to the whole thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So I dissected the crap out of the whole thing.
Oh, so you have some idea what's happening there.
Yeah, kind of. I don't understand the relationships of who's who, but...
But they're all
seems
family
like
and significant others.
There's like two
others?
Couples there, it seems, and maybe siblings. And I think the two couples are fighting with the other couple.
Do you know why they're fighting?
Oh, I have no idea about that.
Doesn't matter. That part doesn't matter. Yeah. They're fighting at Disneyland, the happiest
place
on earth.
It gets physical in a way that you go, that guy just punched a chick.
Yeah.
And then she punched him, and then he drags her to the ground, and video happening for all of this.
And are there children standing around watching because it's Disneyland?
There is a couple of little kids.
It's great.
There's kids.
Screaming kids.
With them. In strollers.
I'm sure they're thrilled.
So they're stroller aged watching these people there who've brought them. This is supposed to be look, and I'll tell you something. I just went, I don't know what it was.
3 weeks ago.
A month ago, whatever. If you go with the right headspace, it's the best time of your lives. It's so fun. They've got that place perfected.
But it's stressful to travel. It's stressful to travel with family.
Well,
not stressful to the point where you punch some chick in the face.
In Disneyland. Right in the middle of Mickey's Toontown.
Oh, boy. Is Mickey's Toontown that downtown Disney area?
No.
Mickey's Toontown?
Mickey's Toontown is where Mickey and Minnie have their homes.
Yeah.
Where you can go and wait in line.
There?
There's very childish rides that I remember. But we're not even going on rides yet at that point. So... We went to Toontown, we waited in line, and there's Mickey, and you take a picture with Mickey.
Okay.
And there's Minnie, and she gives your kid a hug, and you're like, oh, look at my kid.
Aww.
She's in heaven getting hugged by Minnie.
Right, with those big hands.
Right. And then right in the middle of all that, this family breaks out into a full-blown brawl, and someone takes video of the whole thing. It involves men and women punching and attacking each other all in front of kids and other families.
hate to say it. I don't want to see that, but part of me does want to. Like, apparently, I'll stand it on the sidelines with my camera.
Just see it.
All these people are related in one way or another.
Oh my god!
But we don't know the exact connect. Police eventually came. They were kicked out of the park. They say they've been banned for life.
Good.
So, like, those little kids in the stroller,
uh-huh.
I don't know if they get to come back and see it at a time when their family isn't brawling and have an actual good time. So the city's attorney office says charges will be filed. The police are investigating.
Wow. Unbelievable. Hold it together in public, people. Have your family brawls in your backyard.
Ugly.
What are you doing? Everybody knows you saved that for the barbecue after 5 minutes.
The main aggressor, though, at the end, he gets tackled. And so what I noticed about it is one of the bystanders grabs him, puts him in a chokehold, mm-hmm. like hard. And you can't really see that part. And then he gets up and he's like, who the F took me out? Whoever you are, I'm going to mess you up. Like, this is hilarious. Cause
he took him to black out.
Like
he blacked him out and dropped him on the ground.
If you zoom in, you could see him getting like strangled hard. Finally, because he needed to be detained.
Yeah.
Right.
And then that guy
is this the guy in the red shirt?
Yes.
Yeah, the guy in the red shirt.
Does he run for it?
He's just crazy. No.
I mean the guy who choked him out. Does that guy get the hell out of there?
Oh, it's funny because that guy's just standing there with a backpack. He's just like, you know, he's probably a father.
Right.
Stopping the fight. And then he gets up nonchalantly and just hanging out as the guy screaming, who the F choked me out? And he just starts walking off.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if that happens when I'm there, we're leaving everyone.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna
children with me. We're right. Backing away. I'm gonna watch from behind this tree though.
510 says the guy in the pink shirt is a punk. Pink in some places it's a red shirt, same thing.
Okay.
He started it because he felt someone disrespected his daughter.
Someone in his family?
Yeah, and then he throws a punch at a woman.
That's great. Boy, he's really teaching those.
Well, at one point, the mom in the cart ends up on the cement.
Yes,
she gets up as the fight's happening. Yeah. Gets out of her cart, and she's trying to. And then they knock her over.
Oh, mom!
And she's like now laying on the ground.
Laying on the ground.
And then somebody tells the guy in the red shirt, "So and so hit your mom." So he runs over to this other chick, and said, "Don't you ever hit my mom?" When at first it seemed like he was cool with her. And then he starts beating up that last chick because he says,
"Oh my
god,
you
hit my mom! You hit my..." And it's just like
ugly, dude.
The mom didn't
awful.
Even. Yeah,
wow.
She was just
a big gaggle of great people,
right?
Classy.
There in Toontown.
That's,
the setting is beyond belief.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just the last place on earth you think this would go down. I'm sure mm-hmm. Disney's like, "Oh, you got to be kidding me!"
Right. Well, unfortunately, they don't normally probably need security guards on that level.
Right.
At one point, and again, I didn't listen to it, but I'm watching it. And you don't notice them, and they do this on purpose. There are people, sweepers, walking through the park all day, picking up every little a piece of popcorn. Cheek! It was there for half a second before they were there to get it. So this person, they were all white. They're very, like, background.
Blend in, right.
But there's a guy in the middle of it in one of the sweeper people, and he's clearly not capable of getting involved. So he's kind of looking around.
Like, hey, other sweeper guys, where
somebody.
Are you? Where's the sweeper team?
Someone?
Can't really handle this myself. There's
going
to be blood on the cobblestones.
I will lead with the woman in the...
that lady.
Yeah, I got carried away with the Toontown brawl.
That was a big story.
Okay.
Coming up, we're going to do the Women's World Cup.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.